Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. Then Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Today the theme is the cost of discipleship. We must not take his words with cold and unimaginative literalness. Eastern language is always as vivid as the human mind can make it. When Jesus tells us to hate our nearest and dearest, he does not mean that literally. In other words, Jesus is saying true discipleship requires us to put him first. And I think it is fair to say that this is not easy. It's not about misery or about some incredibly dreadful price that one must pay to be Jesus' apprentice. The point is simply that unless we clearly see the superiority of what we receive as his disciples over every other thing that might be valued in this world, we cannot succeed in our discipleship to him. There will be times, however, when our burdens and yes, our cross will feel too overwhelming to bear. When we face that reality, we might conclude that being a disciple carries with it an impossible job description. The good news is that we struggle with our burdens and our cross. We learn, if we are open to our Lord, that we can't bear them by ourselves. And we become more willing to receive Jesus' assurance that we are not alone. He is with us. Jesus helps us to bear our loads, no matter how heavy. He assures us that his burden is easy and his yoke is light. When Jesus said this, he was on the road to Jerusalem. He knew that he was on the way to the cross. And the crowds who were with him thought that he was on his way to establish his empire. That is why he spoke to them like this. In the most vivid way possible, he told them that the man who followed him was not on the way to worldly power and glory, but must be ready for a loyalty which would sacrifice the dearest things in life, and for a suffering which would be like the agony of a man upon a cross. It is possible to be a follower of Christ without being a disciple, to be a camp follower without being a soldier of the King, to be a hanger-on in some great work without pulling one's weight. Jesus demands commitment, an unpopular word these days. We are tempted, in the interest of filling pews maybe in our church, not to challenge people to faithful stewardship of their lives, faithful worship attendance, and faithful sexuality, and honest business practices, and accurate tax returns, and compassion for the less fortunate, and other costly commitments. We hope, perhaps, that if we don't ask too much, congregations will return to the pews, churches will fill up. The irony is that the churches with high standards attract people with high standards. Their integrity and commitment draw others. Soon, the churches will fill by the example that those who are real disciples give. Luke is writing to Christians who know what cross-bearing means. Persecution has begun, and Christians are dying on crosses. For the person desiring casual discipleship, Jesus' words about cross-bearing would be discouraging. But for Luke's church, experiencing persecution, these words would ratify their sacrifices and give it meaning. The tower which the man was going to build was probably a vineyard tower. Vineyards were often equipped with towers from which watch was kept against thieves who might steal the harvest. An unfinished building is always a humiliating thing. In every sphere of life, a person is called upon to count the cost. A man and a woman about to take these vows of marriage must count the cost about what they are about to do. When we decide to follow Christ, we know only that there will be a big price to pay. Jesus warns at the outset that the price will be high. President Gordon B. Hickey of the Mormon Church recalls the experience of a young man he knew in London who counted the cost required not only to enlist but to endure as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And he said, "I remember this boy coming to my apartment through the rain of the night. He knocked at the door. I invited him in. He said, 'I've got to talk with someone. I'm all alone.' And I said, 'What's your problem?' And he said, 'When I joined the church a little less than a year ago, my father told me to get out of his house and never come back. And I've never been back. And a few months later, the club of which I was a member banned me from being a member. And he said, last month my boss fired me because I was a member of this church. And I have been unable to get another job. And I had to go and look for social assistance. And last night, my girlfriend, whom I have known for over a year and a half, said she would never marry me because I was a Mormon.' I said to the boy, 'If this has cost you so much, why don't you leave the church and go back to your father, to the club that you love, and to the job that meant so much to you, and to the girl you think you love?' He said nothing for what seemed to be a long time. Then, putting his head down in his hands, he cried. Finally, he looked up through his tears and said, 'I couldn't do that. I know this is true. And if it were to cost me my life, I could never give it up.' He picked up his wet cap and walked to the door and out into the rain, alone and trembling and fearful, but very resolute. Are we simply people in the crowd who admires Jesus as a distant follower? Or are we a student, a disciple, who are willing to continue to learn from him and in the process be transformed into the image of the one who offers us everlasting life? Think about it. Am I an admirer or his disciple? Which word describes my relationship with Jesus? His words and actions speak very clearly. You cannot be my disciple unless you put me first. May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful day and a wonderful, grace-filled week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.